You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
This is a follow-up to one that we've done before. A federal prosecutor urging a judge to impose a maximum sentence on Stephanie Russell, a 53-year-old former pediatrician from Louisville, Kentucky, for her involvement in a stalking and attempted murder-for-hire plot targeting her ex-husband. It's always lovely when people can't just move on like, you know, healthy human beings do and let bygones be bygones. You know, some people just need to take it to an extreme. Russell, who once operated Kids Life Pediatrics, kids with a Z. That sounds like it's something very much out of the 90s where we put like a Z at the end of things.
I know, you know what, totally off topic, but yeah. There's a new club opening up where I live and I drove by it the other day and it was Girls with a Z. And I said that, I go, shouldn't that have been gone in the 90s? Like, a new club with that in it does not feel like a new club.
Okay, anyway. So you said it's a new club with the word girls, with the word girls with a Z. Is this a strip club that's opening or what is this?
I assume, but strip clubs aren't even legal in that part of town, so I don't know what the hell it is.
Who knows? It's known for its...
I thought the same thing. I'm like, didn't that Z thing go out like a couple decades ago?
Yeah, I'd say about 98, 99-ish. That would have been, so we're talking almost 30 years ago. Known for its, maybe it's coming back, known for its Disney-themed office, she's pled guilty but continued to seek a hitman through female inmates, according to new evidence. The hell is wrong with you? But again, this goes back to fucking all roads lead to narcissism. They really fucking do. And this is what enables people to do that. We'll talk more in a second. Last night I was on Court TV with Vinny on Closing Arguments. We were talking about another case with an attempted hitman, Lindsay Shriver in the Bahamas. And my point was this. I'll just make it now before I forget. Rather than deal with change and things like this, like a healthy person, narcissists will go, I don't even know much about this person, but I can assume she probably is if she's going to this extreme. They have that rage and they can't handle it. They have a level of arrogance where they think anything that they're doing is going to be justified. Mm-hmm. They end up getting caught.
At any cost.
There's cause and effect, but effect never affects them. And that's where justice comes in, but they feel justified in the bullshit that they're doing. And that's why they're shocked. That's why they're able to keep doing these things, because they think they're justified in it. And that overrides the common sense part in a narcissist's brain. We're all trying to figure this out. Like, why do they do, like, understand some of these basic principles about narcissists and you'll understand them a little bit better. Doesn't it fucking excuse anything. But if you're trying to, you know, put the cards in order going, well, why, like, that's why. Russell's criminal actions stemmed from a contentious family court battle where her ex-husband was awarded sole custody of their two children in 2022. There's a reason a court will do that. And courts...
He got full custody.
Yeah.
Sole custody.
You know what? And usually you can be a pretty shitty mom and they'll still give you some form of custody. I have full custody of my daughter for a reason. You make those points that you need to make. And yeah, you'll be heard. There's a reason why this was awarded. Russell failed in her efforts to have her ex-husband branded as a domestic abuser and child sex abuser in the course of the family court litigation. And this is the shit a lot of people do when there's nowhere else to go. Let's say horrible fucking things about the other person and hope it sticks. And in some cases it does, and people get into really horrible situations and are accused of absolutely horrible things that they never did. And in some cases it's true, but it's a lot of he said, she said, and that's the scary part.
For the court to award him sole custody of the kids,
that means they thought everything she said was bullshit, basically. So that's what happened there. Following this, Russell sought various means to harm him. This narcissistic injury right here, when you can't just accept and try to make some peace, including attempting to pay $7,000 to an undercover FBI agent posing as a hitman. WhatsApp messages reveal Russell even explored using a death spell to achieve her goal. I got a note for you. That stuff doesn't work. I think that's going without saying, but if you're going down that road, you are really fucked up. Russell's guilty plea reveals a series of odd solicitations for murder, including a death spell. Russell wanted her ex, RC, hexed by the death spell in the months before her 2022 arrest for attempting to pay $7,000 to the FBI agent to kill the victim, as revealed by the WhatsApp. What's your success rate? Is what she asked.
What's your success rate? I want to make sure you can kill him.
What's your price? What's your guarantee? Russell inquired, and a woman identifying as Mama responded, death success rates are 85%.
Obviously, she was only after 100.
Can you imagine what the FBI agents are sitting there? They're got to be laughing their asses off in the back, like, you won't believe this one, as they're fucking with her and getting her to basically commit crimes behind the scenes. Russell continued to seek a death spell from a spiritual healer with a different phone number from the first before going to a third contact identified as SK. The only way we'll have peace is if he dies. No, the only way you'll have peace is if he dies. Your kids will be traumatized forever, but you'll have peace because life is all about you, isn't it? Russell insisted to SK, who answered, killing him is going to harm you and family, as he has some type of protection on him. Prosecutors allege that Russell's attempts to arrange her ex-husband's murder persisted even after her guilty plea in April of 24, leading to the government to argue for the maximum 12-year sentence. That's fucked up. You try to kill somebody, I'm sorry. You should just be assumed that you are capable of doing that and are willing to do that, and go away as if you did do that.
Quite willing to do it.
Yeah, because 12 years, like, that's going to change. You're just going to be fucking pent up in there, ready to rock in 12 years. And then we'll be talking about this again in 12 years. Citing her ongoing misconduct and lack of remorse. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Kentucky, Russell was apprehended in large part because in July of 21, she began soliciting multiple kids' life employees, asking if they knew someone who'd be willing to kill
her employees.
So I'm picturing the dental office that I take my daughter to, or did take my daughter 2 years ago, that had this sort of shit where it's video games and this and that. And it's that's how they've made dental offices like not scary for kids now.
Which I get.
And I'm picturing, you know, the main dentist walking around asking like the hygienists, who are, you know, usually like 24, 25 year old, you know, women, you know, anyone who's going to can kill. And they're just like out of college, like new moms, just like young, nice women. Like, there's some of the, like, I like going to the, because they're usually like really nice people and they're not bad. The owner who operates the Louisville area pediatric practice was, of course, apprehended in May of 22 after an undercover spy posted as a hitman taped discussions with her. I want him completely gone from my life. Yes, Russell said before the FBI agent proposed making her ex death appear to be a suicide. Yes, that would be fantastic, Russell replied. Russell faces... go ahead.
She was excited. That would be fantastic.
And dumb enough to think that this is going to be communicated in a fucking app. Russell faces at least 8 years in jail, but no... This is what I hate.
But no more.
No more than 12. You can do this, and this is all you get, according to the plea agreement. But prosecutors argued Monday that the punishment should be the maximum based on her alleged behavior within bars following the plea. The day after Russell entered her guilty plea, the United States was notified that Russell, who is in pretrial detention, was soliciting other female prisoners in renewed effort to find someone to murder her ex-husband, prosecutors said. On July 9th, 24, this information was provided to the U.S. Probation Office. With the United States' objection to the initial presence or pre-sentence investigation report, based on the probable cause to believe that Russell had engaged in ongoing violations of state or federal law after she entered her guilty plea on April 22nd, 24, and pursuant to the express provision of paragraph 10 of the party's plea agreement, the United States objected to Russell receiving any reduction for acceptance of responsibility, the feds continued. Prosecutors stated that there is evidence that another inmate in pretrial detention went so far as to send a letter at Russell's behest to that detainee's boyfriend. They're just so fucking stupid. Because look, every fucking thing you write in and out of that jail, everything you say on a phone call will be heard. Postmarked April 22nd, 24, in a date of Russell's guilty plea, asking the man if he knew anyone who could or would kill Russell's ex. Russell's defense attorney, Michael Mazzoli, acknowledged her mental health issues but contested the recent allegations, arguing that the plea agreement's proposed sentence range would suffice. Letters from family, colleagues, and patients, parents described Russell as a dedicated professional whose actions were out of character, attributing her behavior to extreme emotional and mental distress. The sentencing is scheduled for July 31st. No.
Dedicated, for sure, to getting her husband killed.
Very. And it's not an excuse of mental distress. This is someone with a severe personality disorder that's able to do these things. This is not mental illness.
Well, and this wasn't a underlying one-time thing. No. This wasn't just she got mad and pulled out a gun. This is her trying to find someone through different means. Like, maybe the death spell would work. I'll look into that. It ends up with the FBI agent. And even after all that, the day she pled guilty, a woman in detention sent out a letter postmarked that day.
This is someone who should never be free again. They are a danger to themselves and society.
I'd be, if I was her ex-husband the day she gets out, how would you ever feel safe? And she's willing to kill her own children's husband, father.
Yeah.
It's their dad. He's the one who has full custody for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, you go back to narcissistic injury and narcissists, and they will never be wrong, and you will never get through their head that they're wrong. This woman is literally detained and being charged with this, and it's still not through her head.
He pled guilty to it.
That what she did is wrong. She still thinks she's justified in her actions, and I can guarantee 12 years from now, she will still think that.
You know, you have to wonder, it's like she pled guilty, but still trying to find someone to kill him. And it's like, but I'm guilty of it. Does that mean that I have to stop pursuing this? I did it. I'm doing it still.
We need to get it through our heads as a society that some people will just not change. They will never change. They will not learn from their mistakes. They will continue to do them until they end up reaching their goal, or they die or are detained from doing it, or they end up killing someone else. Mm-hmm. If I was Michael Mazzoli, or his attorney, we're talking about, if I was her ex, is what I'm trying to say, I'd be watching that day that she gets out, and I wouldn't put it past him to have a hitman ready to protect his own life. Not a good idea, maybe like continued protection, but that's no way to live. If I were him right now and she's locked away, this is the time to go to another state, time to get a different identity, and dis a fucking peer. So when she's out, she has no clue who the kids are, where the kids are, because this is a crazy person who will strike again if given the opportunity. And our system seems ripe and ready to give her that second chance.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.